Yesterday, Major League Baseball sign-stealing controversy took another dramatic turn.
First the Astros, now the Red Sox, two World Series champions accused of using video to steal signs. What is going on?
An investigation by The Athletic's Ken Rosenthal and Evan Drellick found that the Red Sox used video replay rooms to steal signs from opposing teams during the 2018 season, the year they won the World Series.
Ken Rosenthal joins us today to discuss what exactly the Red Sox were doing and what the consequences might be. From Wondery and The Athletic, I'm Kavitha Davidson.
And I'm Anders Kelto. It's Wednesday, January 8th, and this is The Lead.
It felt like something great was happening.
There was just something about the emotion and that moment.
You gotta go faster, faster!
The failures of the past don't matter because we've got this guy.
I have never seen anything like that.
That's not good news.
This isn't a story where you interview the athlete and go home. It stays with you.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to The Lead ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
If you travel, you know when it comes to love.
See you soon.
Can't wait.
The sky is no limit. You know with your Delta Amex card, being oceans apart means meeting in Aruba. And booking a war travel with your card means saving 15% on Delta flights. You know kissing under the bridge of sighs guarantees eternal love. Because you're the long-distance lovebirds. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Take off 15 discount not applicable to partner operated flights or taxes and fees. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/you know.
All right, Ken, let's just dive right in. Can you tell us briefly the news that you and Evan broke yesterday?
The essence of it is this, that the Red Sox in 2018 used the video replay room to decode signs and then relay the signs out to the field through the dugout, through the base runner, and then to the hitter. Fans might ask, well, wait a second, stealing signs in baseball, that's been going on forever. Yes, but you're not allowed to do it through electronic means.
For those who aren't aware, can you explain what these video replay rooms are?
Yes, that's a great question, actually. And Kavitha, in 2014, baseball went to a challenge system with replay, where the manager of each team would decide when he wanted to challenge a particular call and when to call for replay. Each team at that point had these replay rooms installed with Major League Baseball's blessing. They did it for them, essentially. And they had a staff member in those rooms to determine and help the manager decide whether to challenge. Now, what quickly became apparent to teams who are always seeking an edge is that they could decode signs by watching that video in real time. And it became something that they did. And for the longest time, until the 2018 postseason, there was not a monitor in that room. There was no safeguard. Players could come and go as they choose and decode signs. There was also other uses of that room. Players could look at computers, perhaps, and look at their swings, legal uses. But stealing signs through this method, that is not legal.
As of the beginning of the 2018 season, you know, there's team personnel in these rooms. As you mentioned, there's no MLB personnel stationed in there. Did MLB not anticipate that the video from these rooms would be used in this way?
No, they did not anticipate that. And I don't know, Kavitha, that we can criticize them for that because in their minds, hey, we're going to have these replay challenges and we're going to have the manager get help from somebody on his team, whether to determine this will be challenged. I don't know that they anticipated at all that this would be used for sign stealing. Now, as we had one player tell us in the story, before the monitors were in there, it was like an open book. The rules weren't enforced or that tightly written. So players looked at it like an open book test. You look at the book, you do what you got to do. And it was not, at that point, frowned upon the way it is now. The rules were progressively made tougher going into this season when they were made tougher again with monitors in every room, a pattern that started in the 2018 postseason, continued to 19, and again, even tougher restrictions were put in place.
And just again, to give people a sense, how many more video angles are available in these replay rooms than like the general public would get from the broadcast?
It's a greater array. You have more choices. And really what the teams and the players would want for sign-stealing purposes was the view of the catcher giving the signs. But these rooms are technology centers. That isn't the issue here so much as that one particular angle, the angle that could be used to decode a catcher's signs with the pitcher.
Well, can you walk us through step-by-step how the Red Sox were relaying information from the replay rooms?
They would decode the sign in the replay room. A staffer would be there, the player might be there, however they would do it. They then would walk it out, whoever, would walk it out to the dugout. And it's not through wearable technology, it's not through a phone, it's through a player or whoever else going out to the dugout and then signaling to a runner. By placing 2 feet on the bag, a runner on second base would go back to the bag, put both feet on the bag, that would signal to the hitter, okay, I've got the sequence. Then he would either step off with his left foot or right foot to signal a certain kind of pitch. For instance, breaking balls could be left foot, fastballs right foot, in a very simplified way of looking at it. And that, to some, would be helpful, no question.
And, you know, to baseball fans or fans in general who might not know the history of sign stealing here, this is some code-breaking skill that you kind of have in order to do this.
That's right.
And just to be clear, how much of an advantage does this give the batter?
Depends on the hitter you talk to. Some hitters don't like it at all. They don't want to know what's coming because if something goes amiss and the sign is confused, it could lead to them ducking into a pitch that hits them or just overall a problem resulting, a strike that should have been a ball, whatever the case might be. They might be swinging a pitch that they didn't intend to swing at or want to swing at. Some hitters do like this. And the way we described it, at least some of the Red Sox players used the help. At least some of the Astros players in the previous story, they use the help. It's not usually all of them. There are some players who simply don't want to clog their mind with this stuff, just prefer to go up there and hit.
Back in November, you and Evan reported about the 2017 Astros stealing signs. How was this different?
This is different because the Astros' communication to the hitter did not require that relay system that I just described, from video room, replay room, to dugout, to base runner, to hitter. The Astros would decode the sign on video and then signal the hitter directly by banging on a garbage can. That is real time, and most people I've talked to and Evan has talked to within the game believe that to be the most egregious. That is a direct signal to the hitter. Now, obviously, if electronic use is forbidden, you can't use electronics either, but the way it has been described to me by most people I've talked to is that the Astros method, the one we described and Mike Fiers confirmed, that is considered a step beyond in their mind.
Right. You wrote that the way the Red Sox were relaying these signals was seen as a little bit old school compared to what the Astros were doing.
Well, it's undetectable from an opponent's perspective. We could hear, as it turned out, no one knew this at the time, but we could hear the banging on the garbage can once those videos came out after our story was published. With this situation that was occurring with the Red Sox that we reported on, quoting the sources, it looked like to the opponent, a player on second, a runner, is simply signaling as he would if he was stealing signs with his own wits, which is perfectly permitted. So from that perspective, it was more old school. It looked, from the outside, more proper. But at the same time, it's not, because of what I just described before.
Multiple sources told you that other teams, including the 2015 Yankees, were also using the video replay room to decipher sign sequences. Why are we mainly talking about the 2018 Red Sox?
Because the rules changed. And prior to 2018, in that period, there were rules in place, but they were broadly written, weren't enforced. Baseball now says that it was a gray area. Using the video room and then walking it out to the dugout, they consider that a gray area. Not until the incident with the Red Sox and Yankees, September 2017, the use of the wearable technology by the Red Sox athletic trainer, the penalties that resulted from that, did baseball become more keenly aware of it. And at that time, the commissioner warned teams and said, we're not going to allow this. And then in 2018, going into that season, they effectively codified it and issued new rules. So those situations that might have occurred with other teams before 2018, and we listed the Yankees and Astros, and as we said in the story, there might have been others as well. those are not going to be adjudicated in reverse like the Red Sox might be, because that was considered by baseball to be a gray area.
What has the Red Sox's response been to your report?
They issued a statement earlier, and the statement said, "We were recently made aware of allegations suggesting the inappropriate use of our video replay room. We take these allegations seriously and will fully cooperate with MLB as they investigate the matter."
And even before your latest report, going back to your Astros report, there were obviously rumblings that other teams were stealing signs. How widespread is this?
We wrote in the first story that the Astros believed they were not alone. We wrote in this story the Red Sox, like the Astros, believed they were not alone. Now, all I will talk about is what we reported and what we know. I cannot speculate on what else was happening. As we say in the story, we did not confirm this kind of activity with other teams. Doesn't mean that activity did not exist, but this is what we confirmed.
Well, and you've also written that there's this paranoia in the league that so many other teams are doing it, that if you don't do it, you're behind, and that's then how it spreads to other teams.
Correct. And there is that sense of needing to catch up and needing to be up with the Joneses, so to speak. So particularly among contending teams, it seems, there was almost this arms race, if you want to call it that, in terms of what they were trying to do with signs and picking them up. It's reminiscent in a way of the steroid era in that everyone was trying to gain an advantage. That is what was going on, and the cheaters were ahead of the testers in the steroid era. It seems that this game of catch-up has been going on with electronic sign stealing as well, with baseball trying to keep pace by issuing these new rules and coming up with different ideas. And so far, it seems, though they've perhaps slowed it down, it seemed, during 2019 with the monitors in the room and the tougher rules, it does not appear that they've eliminated it.
And you had this very colorful quote from an executive from the AL. Oftentimes, it takes a player to show up and be like, "You bleeping morons, you're not doing this."
And it's true. That is the kind of, I wouldn't call it peer pressure, but the kind of communication that sometimes takes place because everyone is trying to keep up with everyone else.
If you travel, you know how to pull off a perfect getaway. You know, after you enroll with your Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card, you get up to $10 back monthly on U.S. rideshare purchases with select providers, like a car to the airport. You know which remote retreats have the best herbal baths and where the Wi-Fi password is rarely used. Because you're the escape artist. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Purchases must be on card. Visit go.amex/you know.
Alex Cora, Red Sox manager, who was also a bench coach for the Astros the previous season, he's at the center of both of these reports. What's his role in all this?
With the Astros, he was the bench coach. And we described him in our previous reporting as one of the masterminds of their system, the garbage can system that we reported about. With the Red Sox, in 2018, he was the first-year manager. And obviously, when you're the manager, you're in charge of the team on the field. We don't report that he devised this system. In fact, the system was in place before he was there. But he was the manager at that time.
And Cora was just one of many people that MLB has interviewed in its investigation. Can you just update us on the status of that investigation?
Ongoing. We expect the Astros investigation to conclude at some point soon and penalties to be announced, but we don't have an exact date, and I don't know if this story today changes that at all, because now there's another investigation. Just difficult to say.
And then it changes again. MLB slightly tightens their monitoring of this, at least, going into the 2018 postseason when they implant league-wide monitors in these rooms.
Going into the 2018 postseason, that year, there was widespread paranoia among the teams that other teams were cheating. Hey, that team's doing this. This team's doing that. Baseball was hearing all kinds of charges and countercharges back and forth. And that is why, for the 2018 postseason, they decided for the first time in the sport's history, and since that replay room came into effect in 2014, that there would be monitors from the league guarding, in theory, those replay rooms.
What kind of punishments could the Red Sox be looking at here?
I don't know, because we don't have really a framework for punishments yet. We don't know what the Astros' punishments are, and we don't know how baseball will view a violation, if it occurred, of a rule that was put into place and told to the teams and basically told with a warning, versus what the Astros did, which was this more seemingly egregious action. So it's hard to judge. Suspensions, fines, all those things are possible, I would imagine.
All right. Well, Ken, thank you and Evan so much for your reporting here, and thank you for joining us.
Kavitha, thank you.
On Tuesday evening, just a few hours after we recorded this interview, Major League Baseball announced that it was launching an investigation in response to Ken Rosenthal and Evan Drellick's report. You can read their full report on theathletic.com. Here are some other stories we're following at The Lead. Well, it's that time of the year again, Kavitha. The NFL coaching carousel is going round and round and round, and your New York Giants have hired new head coach Joe Judge. How do you feel about that?
Well, let me answer that with some good old New York sports talk radio.
Really?
I'm stunned.
I think that reaction, Joe Judge, really, I think was the reaction from every Giant fan at about 11:45.
Let me fill you in. Judge was the special teams coordinator and wide receivers coach for the New England Patriots, a team noted for their lack of wide receivers this season.
Oh, boy. Meanwhile, the Carolina Panthers actually made a sensible hire by bringing in Baylor head coach Matt Rhule. The Giants were rumored to be pursuing Rhule as well before the Panthers gave him $60 million to stop him from getting on that plane to New York.
Wow, $60 million, really?
$70 with incentives. Rhule has been credited with reviving a Baylor program that was dead in the water after the massive sexual assault scandal that led to the ouster of Art Briles in 2016. Rhule took a program that lost 11 games in his first year to winning 11 games this past season. But more importantly, he worked to change the toxic culture in Waco that had been allowed to persist.
And finally, we're ending with a tearjerker. Raiders rookie running back Josh Jacobs actually spent some of his childhood homeless and used to sleep in the back seat of his dad's car. Well, now he has surprised his dad with a brand new house.
Aww.
Jacobs posted a video of his dad's reaction on Twitter.
Yo, it's red. Why are you trying not to cry, dude?
Jacobs has a good shot at winning Offensive Rookie of the Year this year, but he's already won our hearts.
What have you done for your parents lately, Anders?
Oh, I mean, clearly not enough.
Yeah, we're both failing as children.
If you like our show, please give us a 5-star rating and tell your friends to subscribe. We're available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, CastBox, and every major listening app.
From Wondery and The Athletic, I'm Kavitha Davidson.
And I'm new Giants head coach, Joe Judge.
Joe Judge? Really?
See you tomorrow.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.